So first one we want to look at, and I'm going to read, is life that comes from God called Zoe. Zoe life. And from Zoe life, and what the Lord said, he said, tell them that from my Zoe life, that's God, that's the God kind of life, that's God, I sustain you in every area of life. Your livelihood, you need food to eat, that's life. But this life, the ultimate life, if you try to, and this is why I mess up so many people, they try to live without Zoe. Are y'all in the house? Because Zoe life is to make sure that everything else work right in life. And you try to live life without Zoe, Satan contaminates that. Sin destroys the human being without Zoe. And that's what happened to Adam. He sinned and he left Zoe. And therefore Satan could destroy him and bring pain and suffering. And this is where it comes from. But many accuse God, even accuse God of using it to teach you. And this is why our mind got to be renewed, because this is ungodly thinking. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? For you to sit there and think God, as good as he is, going to use the devil to teach you. And they are enemies. You may be in a situation, he sees the opportunity to teach you something. He's going to teach you. He ain't using the devil. No, sir. So let me read on. So he said, livelihood, life, refreshment. The Old Testament puts a real premium upon life and views it as being good. It puts a real premium upon life and views it as being good. Listen, look what God said. Genesis 2:7. Are you there? And the Lord God, now watch this. The Lord God did what? Form man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the breath of Zoe life. What did he breathe? He breathed himself into Adam. He said, before he brought man forth, he said, and you can't find it nowhere in scripture, he said, this is by any other creature, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let us make man like us. He didn't say that about the angel. He didn't say that about the animal world. He didn't say that about the sea world and none of the rest of the world. We're the only one. And our minds got to get renewed that I'm a God walking around on this earth with authority to rule and reign. And we got to get to the point where we can get a little teaching in depth. Instead of thumping my toe, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus is here. We got to get beyond that. We got to get to the place where we got to know how to persevere and enter into some places and stay there until some stuff changed. Hallelujah. But we got to get rid of this in at 8 and out at 9. Sometimes it may take all night to get the job done. But it's hard to get us. Well, is that a good confession, Lord? So he said, he breathed into his nostrils. what? The breath of life. In other words, God breathed himself into Adam. And then it said man became a living soul. Notice he was a living soul. Living, God life living, and his soul was not contaminated by nothing. That's why he was so brilliant. Are y'all in the house? I said, that's why he was so brilliant, because he was like God, and God's thoughts had filled his being. God's thoughts was in his mind, in his spirit. He thought like God. And he thought someone like God, and he ain't never heard God say it, but he heard it in his spirit. And his mind said, that's a bull there. That's a cow. That's a calf. Or that's a fish. That's a donkey. Or whatever. And God said, that's what it is, Adam. He couldn't have done that if he was divided from God. He couldn't have done that. Okay, let me go on. I got to slow down because I'm about to get ahead of myself. And I don't want to do that. Amen. Praise God. So I looked up the word I ain't got my Bible. But anyway, I looked up the word life. You can turn it if you want to. I looked up the word life, and this is where it took. This is where it took me. John 14:6. John Gospel 14:6. You can turn that. John Gospel 14:6. And I looked up the word life in John Gospel, and I listened to what he said here, and I'm going to read the verse, and I'll probably read it again, but let me read it now. And Jesus said unto them, Jesus said unto them, what did Jesus say unto them? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I looked that word up in my Bible. I got a Hebrew Bible, a number that will show me what that word mean, life, in the Greek. And I looked it up, and it says Zoe. So, Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the Zoe. So what is Zoe? Let me read you what it says. It says, Zoe, life, referring to the principle of life in the spirit and the soul. Referring to the principle of life in the spirit. What did God breathe into Adam? The breath of life, and he became a living soul. So it said the principle of life in the spirit and soul, distinguishing from belts, B-I-O-S, the best I can do it. And belts mean physical life, livelihood. It's that word, physical life. But Zoe life is God life. See, I got life in my flesh that if somebody do something to me and damage my body, it'll stop functioning. But my spirit will leap out of this body and keep right on living. Hello, somebody.